Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
I think deep down everybody wants to be a drummer. Every guy wants to be a drummer. I'm over here beating on my bad knees. Good afternoon from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're going to talk to a fellow I don't get to talk to often enough, and the problem is I have to find a picture for the podcast part of it that has the right beard. Joining me from Bearing Arms is Cam Edwards. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Bill. How are you, sir?
I'm presuming you still I'm good. You still have the full beard, right?
It's not quite as full as it was. My wife said that I started to look like a homeless wizard. So a couple of weeks ago, we went to the barber, and she determined how much would be cut off. So about 5 inches or so got lopped off. But it's still, you know, it's not quite as easy top length, but it's close.
So with a beard like that, do you measure that in length or in pounds?
That's a very good question, because I will say that my head was definitely lighter when I walked out of the barbershop.
I always like to have for the podcast part of the show, when I download it and throw it up in the RSS feed, I like to have a thumbnail of the person in it. And there's lots of pictures of you very closely shorn, and I know those are old. Those are old.
Right. You can always go to YouTube or Rumble, and you can look at the latest episode of Cam and Company, and you can just grab a screenshot from there next time.
I will do so. I like to be accurate, so that if I post a picture of you, that they can see you and say, I saw you somewhere.
You know, it's funny, that happens about, I don't know, just often enough that it's really cool to me, and it freaks my family out. So I love it.
It's sort of spooky when you're a radio guy and you get recognized.
It really is, right? For those of us who started back in radio, and sometimes you get recognized by the sound of your voice. But yeah, I think the last time it happened, I was taking my daughter. She wanted to go thrifting, so we were walking into Goodwill, and all of a sudden, a gentleman said, "Hey, are you Cam Edwards?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And we had a great conversation. But my daughter was like, "What is going on here?"
The last time that happened to me, I was in a pizza place picking up pizza, and I just said, "Pick up for Friday," and he's like, "Hey, are you the guy that fills in here locally?" I said, he said, "You're Charlie James." I said, "No, I'm not Charlie James. Do I sound like, oh, you're Friday? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah." And then I'm posing for pictures and having a conversation. Dude had a silver Sharpie so I could sign his hat.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And I told him, I said, "You know, the ink on this is worth so much more than my signature is. But here you go, buddy. Here you are. You are welcome to it." Let's talk about the credit card companies and the light you have been shining on them. The credit card companies, would we say they've caved to the pressure? Because this is not a legislative thing.
No, it's not. You're right. This is, you know, pressure. We've seen some politicians apply some of that pressure, right? Elizabeth Warren and others. But you're right. This isn't a result of a bill. This is I won't even call it the culmination, but this is a win for the gun control lobby that they've been fighting for about 5 years. That's when Aaron Ross Sorkin had a column in the New York Times talking about how credit card companies should just divest themselves of doing any business with the firearms industry. And this was one of the steps that he called for, the establishment of this merchant credit code, specifically for gun stores, you know, ostensibly to flag suspicious purchases. But this is not the end goal of the gun control groups. We've got a brand new contributor at Bearing Arms, Ryan Petty, who just wrote his first piece for us yesterday talking about what that end game really is. And it's twofold. You know,
yeah, he's pretty good too, Cam. He's pretty good.
He is. I mean, we can talk more about Ryan and his background, but, because I think he provides a really powerful perspective. But, you know, he talks about the fact that, yes, this doesn't go far enough for the gun control groups. They want to be able to look inside the cart, so to speak, right? So under this new merchant credit code, you go to Bass Pro or Cabela's or wherever, and you buy a gun to your local mom-and-pop gun shop. It's going to show up as a purchase at a gun store, but it won't actually say what the purchase was. So, you know, you could go and you can purchase, I don't know, $500 gun safe, and that's going to show up as a $500 purchase at a gun store, right? That's not going to be of any investigative value whatsoever in terms of identifying suspicious purchases. So gun control groups are already saying this is the first step.
Yeah, what is a suspicious? What is that? Did they ever determine what a suspicious purchase is? What is that?
No. And they haven't. And this is something that, you know, folks even within the financial services industry are bringing up, that there's no definition to this, right? Under the, I think it's called the Banking Security Act or something like that, credit card companies are supposed to flag suspicious activity, but it's all financial crime, right? It's evidence of money laundering or tax fraud. They're not looking for evidence of, you know, a straw purchase or something like that. That's not right. What this is designed to do, and yet that's what the gun control groups are trying to force them, I think, to do. So, you know, they're pushing for more information that these credit card companies would have to acquire. But ultimately, I think they're trying to push the credit card companies away from doing business with the firearms industry itself. You know, to make these companies say, it's not worth it. We will just do what Aaron Ross Sorkin called for 5 years ago, and we will divest ourselves from doing any business with the credit card companies. So, you know, that'll be basically a cash-only industry, at least as far as the consumer end is concerned.
Well, I noticed that Discover Card is not mentioned anywhere in here.
Yeah, and I don't know if they have, I don't know if that's because they're not one of the big three, if they have not released a statement on their own. You know, it is important to note that the toes are not coming from the credit card companies themselves. There's an international third party, I think, based in Switzerland that comes up with these codes. And then it's based on the individual companies as to whether or not they want to adopt them. And so Visa, MasterCard, American Express have said, yes, we'll adopt them. But it's also worth noting, Bill, that Visa came out with a statement this week on its own saying, look, this isn't meant to reduce gun violence, and there's no way that these codes are going to do that. So please quit making that argument, in essence. And I don't think these companies, I think, you know, you made the point that these companies were pressured into doing this. I think that's exactly right. This wasn't something that these companies willingly adopted. And frankly, I don't think these companies are any interest, have any interest, or should be interested in being the morality police, right? And trying to determine whether or not one of millions of purchases at gun stores every year,
right,
is suspicious, because it's not going to stop here. You know, wait until moms against drunk driving decide that the credit card companies really should be looking for suspicious alcohol purchases. You know, maybe at convenience stores located close to major highways. To try to cut down on drunk driving.
Right.
You know, it saves just one life, right? I mean, there's no shortage of interest groups that would love for these credit card companies to be their own sort of private security force. And I don't think these, I really don't think these companies want to open that Pandora's box.
I don't either. It sort of sounds like they're not really interested in going along too much with the gun control, any of the gun control nonsense, simply because of that statement about this isn't going to stop a rampage killing. So that right there sort of gave me a little hope that they might still continue to do business. I don't, and the other part is I don't know how deep that the MCC can go to where it goes, okay, this was used to buy a Smith & Wesson M&P with serial number so-and-so. I don't know that they'll be able to do that either, but then again, I'm not a banker, so I don't know how far that can go. I want to ask you about that. I do want to ask you about that, but we're coming up on the first break now. Cam is the editor. Well, he's the lead, the editor-in-chief. He's the guy at BearingArms.com. He also does Cam & Company. He does an excellent thing with on air all the time, everywhere, on a daily basis. And he's joining us today. BearingArms.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are speaking with Cam Edwards from BearingArms.com. You were about to tell me about something about that Tony Oliva told you out of NSSF.
So I spoke with Mark Oliva on Monday of this week. And so I want to let folks know, you know, what is and isn't going on with this new code. So basically, you know, there are a lot of different merchant credit codes for a lot of different stores, but there hasn't been one for gun stores. And so you go to a gun store, you buy something, it comes up as the MCC for general merchandise. Now gun stores are going to have their own separate MCC, but it's not going to break it down any more specifically than you bought something at what they consider to be a gun store.
Right.
So they don't have the ability to look inside the cart. But gun control activists want these credit card companies to be looking inside the box, right, to know exactly what you're buying so that they can, again, supposedly identify these, you know, quote-unquote suspicious purchases. But as of right now, they don't have that ability. I still think that this is likely to lead to, you know, at least some people who can afford to do so to start using cash. But, you know, the problem is that, especially with Joe Biden's economy, you know, a lot of us don't necessarily have cash on hand to purchase,
sure,
you know, a gun that might be $1,000 or more. And so those folks are more likely to use credit. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, you know, credit's important. And you shouldn't have to worry about some backdoor gun registry being established as a result of you using credit to exercise your Second Amendment rights.
Do we know, as of this moment, if I go and buy a very racy Speedo swimsuit at Macy's with a credit card, does it tell them when I'm at when Visa tallies this up and throws it at the bank or however they tally it up, does it tell them this was for a Speedo on this particular day? Do they have that level of detail? Is that even a possible technology now? Because
go ahead.
Well, you know, given the speed, I mean, the credit card, the whole thing about the credit card is that when they swipe it, I've always thought it's just, it's going to be bouncing off what you have available versus what you're trying to buy. And the shortest line between those two things is why people use them, because it's quick.
Yeah. No, you're right. And so the short answer is no. Nobody has to worry about your collection of Speedos, Bill. That's except for your audience.
That's why it's on the radio there.
With, you know, I think that would come up under the MCC of clothing or apparel or something like that. And so, you know, so when they talk about how this is the first step, and, you know, well, we need to be able to look and see what people are buying, that really is, I think, kind of blazing new ground for these credit card companies, which is one of the reasons why I think there's just not really interest in doing it. Because, you know, not only does it require them to become this sort of private law enforcement arm, it also opens them up to all kinds of liability. Right? What happens if they don't flag a suspicious that or a purchase that should be deemed suspicious afterwards, right? I really don't think they want to open this Pandora's box here, but the Democrats are, so far, it might have taken a couple of years, but they got them to bend the knee on this, so I think that's only going to cause them to try to apply more pressure to get them to take the next step.
I'm sure it will, but I'm waiting for some intrepid Republican to look at this stuff and go, ah, so you guys are admitting all this other gun control doesn't work.
Yeah.
Background checks don't work.
Yeah.
Red flag laws don't work.
It's funny you bring that up because, again, like, they can't define what a suspicious purchase is, right?
I know.
But already the ATF, gun stores are required to report multiple sales of handguns. I believe it's, two or more handguns within 5 business days. You are required as an FFL to report that to the ATF.
Right.
If you operate a gun store in California, Arizona, New Mexico, or Texas, and somebody buys multiple long guns within a 30-day period, you're required to report that to the ATF. And again, even with those provisions in place, I don't think, we're stopping every straw purchase, right? Because it's really hard to identify these things based on limited information. So the whole idea that there's an investigatory value to this is ridiculous. The ATF already has access to the 4473s, which are going to provide way more detail about gun purchases, even in the aggregate, than any sort of credit card transaction. But, you know, again, this isn't just about, in fact, I think it has very little to do with addressing violent crime, and I think it has everything to do with trying to denormalize and delegitimize gun ownership.
Oh, that is a given, but I'm waiting to see what happens with me, because, like, Thursday, Taurus sent me 3 guns to evaluate. And then Tuesday, I got two guns from Staccato. So that's like, it's five guns in less than a week. And I have been told that when they make that call, that some of these FFL dealers that, you know, that deal with the customer on a regular basis, I mean, it's happened with me before where they've said, well, he has a YouTube channel and, you know, he gets a lot of guns in and he sends them all back. And in most cases when they're just testing and evaluation. And that's why he gets these guns in. These are not actually his. There was no money exchanged for these guns. And I've never gotten a knock on the door. Although if I do get a knock on the door, I have surveillance cameras. If I see some ATF and a state trooper coming up, I'm going to greet them with a cinema grade camera.
That's a good idea.
I'm going to say, amigos, how goes it today? Coffee? What do you want to know? You got a warrant? You don't have a warrant? I'll give you a cup of coffee. That's as far as it's going to go.
Yeah. Solid plan of action, I think, Mr. Brady. And unfortunately, one thing, you know, gun owners need to be thinking more about as we see these stories about ATF agents popping up unannounced and uninvited and without a warrant in people's homes.
The biggest problem is that, like, one of the guns I got from Staccato I'm going to give away. So I'm going to save my receipt from where I ship it, right? Saving the receipt from where I ship it. And the other three are still here, and I'll still have the one Staccato up there like, well, could we see the guns? I'd be like, well, I could show them to you, but I'm not going to because you don't have a warrant.
Yeah, listen, if paperwork's important for us, paperwork's important for them too, right?
You know what? I'm going to use that. If they show up at my door, I'm going to be like, guys, you got a warrant? No, well, don't you have a whole arm that goes out to make sure everybody's paperwork's right? And you don't got no paperwork. I've got to go in here. I've got some matlocks I got to watch. I like to watch the same TV show that our Prez likes to watch.
Oh, see, I've been binge watching Better Call Saul, so I've been getting a whole different legal perspective.
when we come back, we're coming. We're going up on the next break. This article is at the top of the page with Cam, bearingarms.com. Cam and Tom and now this kid Ryan, they are killing it on a regular basis. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision. Welcome to the Moon Squad.
At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Queen Elizabeth's grandchildren are set to stand vigil at her coffin on Saturday. Prince William will stand at the head of the coffin and Prince Harry will stand at its foot for the 15-minute vigil. Both will be in uniform at the request of King Charles. One of the world's most notorious drug kingpins is starting his life sentence in an American prison. Jorge Castella Sanchez ran the Gulf Cartel for nearly one decade. The drug dealer responsible for smuggling over 10,000 kilos of cocaine and 150 tons of marijuana into the United States. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice has signed a pro-life bill into law. The measure bans nearly all abortions except in cases of rape, incest, or certain medical situations. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Cam Edwards from BearingArms.com. One thing that, we started out talking about this, about the breakdown and everything. Some of the GOP House members now have questions about this.
Yeah, they do. So Lee Stefanik and about 100 other members of the House have basically written a letter to all of the major credit card firms asking questions about, again, so, you know, how are you going to identify these suspicious purchases given that there's no objective criteria to do so? And basically putting these companies on notice that, all right, so you've been getting some pressure from the left here to adopt these standards. Well, now you're going to be getting some pressure from the right to hold firm here and protect the privacy of American citizens and do not become the morality police.
You know, one thing that I think we need to see is when the Republicans come into power, I sincerely hope that Kevin McCarthy is actually rabid and just been hiding it from us all of this time. And I hope some of these other seemingly docile establishment types. I hope the murder turtle turns out to have been just joshing us all along, and he's just been salivating about this thought about getting hold of the Senate again. He certainly did really well when Obama was still in office and wanted to. You know, that's why we don't have Merrick Garland sitting on the Supreme Court. Good God!
Right.
The Republicans are going to have to write this ship of state as best they can, and they're going to have to be really ruthless in this next go around, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. Although, hopefully, you know, I'd like to think it won't take long for these corporations to learn the lesson. And the lesson, by the way, is simply do business, right? You don't have to be woke. You don't have to bend the knee to every interest group that comes along, and you're better off actually avoiding doing that, because once you do it for one group, you know, it's never going to stop.
Right.
And so I think we've seen this with, like, you know, Ron DeSantis and Disney. to some degree. So I think the blueprint is there. And in fact, even when it comes to these, big banks, like Bank of America and Citi, J.P. Morgan, who all announced, if you're gonna be in the firearms industry because it's with us, you've got to adhere to our code of conduct.
Mm.
You've seen states like Louisiana and Texas, I believe Oklahoma as well, pass laws that basically say, look, if you've got these policies that are singling out the firearms industry, and you're trying to impose some sort of corporate gun control, well, you're not going to do business with us, right? We're going to block you from taking part in the municipal bond market, for example. That's hitting the company's bottom line. So I think we already are starting to see that level of ruthlessness. And I think it was J.P. Morgan in Texas who basically said, we don't have any policies that would impose any sort of gun control standards. We don't have that sort of thing. So we should be able to do business. So it looks like we're already starting to have, I think, an impact here. But you're right. When Republicans are able to do this at the national level, it's going to be critically important that they do push back against this type of corporate activism and ensure that we're not seeing these anti-gun groups try to weaponize capitalism, frankly, in the name of their authoritarian ideology.
Yeah, yeah. The reason I, I'm an ex-military guy. I understand violence. I understand what violence is. Violence is a tool. And the left is out there right now trying to foment this thing with the Civil War and all this other stuff. They don't really know what they're talking about. They don't know what that would look like or how that would actually shake out. And nobody really does. But some of us actually have sort of an inkling as to how that would look. And Bob Owens, back in 2015, he wrote a thing about Obama. He wrote a thing about Obama. And I think you guys have probably republished it once or twice, describing what would happen if Obama tried to do something and how they would turn him in, Marine Corps aircraft, that the helicopter would turn around and then Joe Biden would have to be sworn in as president because Obama would be arrested for, crimes and misdemeanors and all this other stuff. And, some people that talk about this stuff, Bob, I don't think Bob got any blowback for it because I actually sort of reasoned. I didn't realize Bob was that analytical when it comes to certain things and describing certain steps. In order for that not to happen, the Republicans are going to have to come in and out-Democrat the Democrats, because the Democrats are really good about being on one page, closing ranks, and going after one goal, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. I mean, we saw this with the ban on so-called assault weapons in the House that was passed last month, right? I thought it was fascinating how that played out because, supposedly Democrats were going to do this as sort of a twofer, right? And the progressives were going to get their gun ban, and the quote-unquote moderates were going to get this bill to give federal grants to local law enforcement so they didn't have to say, we're the party of defund the police. And then at the last minute, the progressives were like, nah, we got some problems with that defund funding bill. And so Nancy Pelosi said, well, okay, so we're going to vote on the gun ban bill, and we'll come back, and we'll vote on the police funding bill. And they've come back, and the progressives are still balking at the police funding bill. Meanwhile, the gun ban, the first gun ban passed by the House in 20 years, managed to squeak through, right, with like a two-vote majority. So you're right. They are very good at... Give Nancy Pelosi credit. I mean, I think she's a terrible politician in terms of ideology, but she's a ruthless Speaker of the House. She knows how to twist her party's arms.
Yeah.
And she can get stuff done. So, yeah, we do need to see that level of political ruthlessness. I would say, the difference, obviously, is that it should be ruthlessness in advance of protecting our rights, not in trying to strip Americans of their rights. And that, I think, is a distinction that needs to be made here because, the Democrats complain every time the Republicans try to play their game. But I think we're fighting for very different reasons, particularly when it comes to the Second Amendment.
Yeah. In order for us not to devolve any further than we've already gone, though, the Republicans are going to have to kick it in gear when they do get half a chance to come at it. Let's see. Looking at the time, do you think we're going to take the Senate? I'm pretty sure the House is a done thing. I just don't know how that doesn't happen. But do you think we might get the Senate?
You know, I think it's going to be close, but I don't think we're done with surprises in terms of, you know, what's going to shape the election between now and Election Day.
Sure.
You know, for 2 weeks ago, the conventional wisdom was, oh, you know, inflation is not going to be nearly as big a concern because gas prices are coming down. And, you know, now I think we are seeing real signs of a recession looming on the horizon. And
right.
There's also, I think, the real prospect of gas prices going up. So I think the economy is still going to be the dominant issue. I think Republicans hold the advantage there. And, you know, I've been looking at states like Texas. There was a poll that came out this week showing Greg Abbott with a 5-point lead over Beto O'Rourke, and Democrats were like so excited about this. Oh, look, the race is tightening up. Well, Abbott had a 6-point lead the last time this polling outfit conducted the survey, so it really hasn't tightened at all. And by far the number one issue there is immigration and border security, right?
Right.
Quote unquote gun violence is way down the list. I think a top issue for like 11% of the voters. And even then, the electorate is split evenly between Abbott and O'Rourke as to who's going to do a better job. So, you know, the Democrats are not going to be able to ride some sort of pro gun control wave into November. I think that those days, quite frankly, have passed. You know, over the last couple of years, we've had millions of new gun owners. And I suspect that most of them vote. And
oh, yeah.
I don't think that they are particularly interested in casting a ballot for the party that wants to deprive them of the right to protect themselves. At the same time, they are defunding the police. And at the same time, they're taking a very soft-on-crime approach that's putting violent criminals back into the streets with little consequences for the crime.
Yeah. Hang on for me, if you will. Talking to Cam Edwards from BearingArms.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
See, right now it may seem like I'm coming in neurotically because I'm not following the clock, because the computer that controls the clock, of course, has restarted 4 times because it's trying to update. I think it's been pressured by the Democrats. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we're talking to Cam Edwards from BearingArms.com. And listen, I want to ask your advice. So I'm thinking about getting a part-time live-in pup tent and putting it somewhere in L.A. County. If I try to go get a permit there, should I take a nice cup of cappuccino and a fruit basket in order to try to grease the skids to get that shall-issue permit that I'm guaranteed by the Bruin case?
Yeah, you know, so this is interesting. The L.A. Times had a big story, and you know, I'm sure, Bill, you are aware of the indictments in Santa Clara County, California, regarding the sheriff's office there, this alleged pay-to-play scheme involving a couple of sheriff's captains. So far, Sheriff Lori Smith has not been indicted herself, and a couple of her top deputies have. So the L.A. Times runs the story about how dozens of donors to Los Angeles County Sheriff Alex Villanueva have received their concealed carry licenses. Now, I have to say, there's some smoke here. I don't think there's a big fire at the moment, although it doesn't mean that it's not out there. You know, Sheriff Villanueva actually said back in 2020 that he was going to start issuing a lot more concealed carry licenses. And he did. In January of 2020, I think there were 155 carry licenses for all of Los Angeles County.
Wow.
10 million residents, 155 carry licenses.
He really
jumped that
one up. By
May of that year, there were 2,800.
Okay.
So that's
okay.
A pretty big increase, right?
Okay, okay. Credit where credit
is due. And so the LA Times has found 50 donors to either Villanueva's first election campaign or his reelection campaign who obtained a concealed carry license. About a dozen of them got their carry license well after they made their donations. The others did not. And the LA Times, you know, insinuates that, you know, if you made these donations, maybe you were more likely to get approved, or maybe you were kind of moved to the top of the list, right? Because some of these guys got their permits within a couple of months, whereas the average wait time is like 8 or 9 months. So, you know, again, I think that there's some smoke there. Sheriff Villanueva himself has said that there's a criminal investigation ongoing involving a couple of members of his department and gun permits. So it does seem like there was perhaps something taking place. How high up the corruption might go, I think, remains to be seen. But this is one of the problems of a May-issue system or any system that allows the sort of arbitrary denial of a constitutionally protected right. You know, you can see this right now with New York's good moral character requirement, right, which they're trying to use because the justifiable need standard was declared unconstitutional. You still have the ability for issuing authorities to say yay or nay based on nothing more than their opinion. And that opens the system up to all kinds of potential for fraud and abuse. And we've seen it from New York. New York Police Department had a huge licensing scandal a few years ago. We've seen it in California. And frankly, until we have a truly objective system, and I think the most objective system of all is constitutional carry, then you're likely to see this type of scandalous behavior continue.
Isn't Villanueva, now didn't I see that he got out there earlier this year and said homicide is up 30% or 500% or whatever the percentage was, it's really bad right now, and if you had a compelling reason to carry a gun, I might would issue a permit. After, right after he said, you know, murder is up 1,000,000%.
Yes, which again, you know, I think undercuts against the idea that, well, this automatically shows that something wrong was happening here, because there are a lot of people who never gave Sheriff Villanueva a dime for his, you know, reelection campaign who were approved for a concealed carry license. This is something that, you know, Villanueva, you know, again, he said it was because of the increase in crime. If that was the real reason, I don't know.
Right.
But we do know, again, that if L.A. County wasn't quite a shall issue system, the standards for what constituted justifiable need was a heck of a lot more reasonable than what it had been just a few months earlier.
So if I'm one of the lucky ones and Villanueva gives me a permit, does this mean I can go down the middle of the Tenderloin District in San Francisco carrying my concealed carry? Is it in force all throughout the state of California?
It is. It is.
Talk about the have and have nots, huh?
Yeah, right? But what's interesting is California still does not allow for non-residents to exercise their right to bear arms in the state. They don't recognize anybody's permits from out of state, and they don't have a way for non-residents to get a California handgun permit.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a lawsuit waiting to happen, quite frankly. You know, that is, I think, one of the next steps we have to take here is to ensure that the Second Amendment is applied equally from coast to coast. And right now, our right to keep and bear arms is basically the only right that substantively changes when you cross the border of your home state.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I live in Virginia. If I drive into West Virginia, I'm driving into a constitutional carry state. If I drive north into Maryland, I committed a felony if I have my firearm with me.
Yeah.
That just seems, you know, if we're talking about a fundamental right here, that seems awfully unconstitutional to me.
Back during the Cold War, if you wanted to go to Berlin, right, you had to drive through East Germany to go to Berlin if you were just a regular soldier, because you couldn't afford to fly, so you would drive through Berlin. And in Berlin, on your way to Berlin, there was one highway, and the highway was patrolled by the State Highway Patrol of East Germany, which I think they're called the Tetzeeks or something like that. But their deal was that they would the speed zones changed sometimes every 50 meters, some every 500 meters, and they were waiting at the sign, right? That is what reminds me of the state-to-state gun control schemes and why there is a need to... It's like we exist in a different state of constitutional reality when we cross that invisible border in some cases.
Yeah, well, I mean, another perfect example of that, you know, California's law that forbids residents from purchasing ammunition out of state and then bringing it back to California.
How do they possibly enforce that one?
I have heard, you know, that there will be undercover cops that will visit gun stores in Nevada and Arizona looking for California license plates. And we'll flag those cars upon their return.
Yeah.
You know, it's insane. Thankfully, it's being challenged. The case called Rody versus Becerra is before the Ninth Circuit right now. But, you know, Bill, there's this little town of, you know Needles, California, right?
I do. I have an affiliate there. Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. So, well, then there you go. Our Needles listeners know very well what I'm about to say here. So Needles, the closest gun store in California to Needles is 70 miles away. So it's a 140-mile round trip to go purchase ammunition. Meanwhile, it's illegal for these residents of Needles to drive 15 minutes to Lake Havasu City, Arizona, and go to a gun store there. Now, I don't know about you, but not only does that seem unconstitutional, it seems really unfriendly to the environment. Doesn't it, Bill? I mean, boy, think of all of the extra carbon that's being
put
in the atmosphere by forcing gun owners to drive 140 miles instead of just, you know, doing the easy thing and driving 10 minutes to get their ammunition.
I see a business opportunity for us here, Cam. What we can do is we can make this a thing. It's like the James Bond thing where it flips the license tags around. And we can market it in California to where it takes and flips into a Arizona or a Nevada license tag. And you can drive in there, and we'll call that the gun store rescue tag system. And when they're in there, they'll have their, look, there's a Nevada tag. He must be okay.
And then I like that. I thought you were going to go with the deliveries by drone.
We could do that too, but I mean that's that you know that we'd have to
California version of a Berlin airlift.
Yeah, we could be parachuting ammo into Needles from just over the border. I think you should write the article. You should write the article going, you know, the California ammunition rule is killing Gaia, but we have run out of time, so. I want to thank you very much for taking the time to join me today. I always like it when Cam has a moment to join me, only to know that the beard comes with him. Cam and the beard are a team and a half. My regards to your very nice family, and I will talk to you another time, sir.
Yes, sir, Bill. Thanks as always for the invite, man. This is always a fun hour, and I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, hour number two is inbound. It's just me and you. This is Lock and Load.
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.